Allison Downey is a singer-songwriter, an associate professor of elementary education at Western Michigan University, and a renowned storyteller. She's even told a few of her stories on NPR's The Moth. One of those stories was about how what was supposed to be a romantic evening with her high school crush turned into an embarrassing night watching the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
We head down the cobblestone, we turn the corner, there is this huge line of people dressed up for some transvestite costume party in bras and panties, and they gotta be cold. And this woman comes up to me, she's dressed kind of like me, but she has spikes in her ears and tattoos up her legs, and she says, "Nice costume."
He and I had just made it for the very tail end of the dance. And then he suggests we go to Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I knew nothing about. And we had, and I was a little overwhelmed by the subject, by the costumes around me. And it's just a, one of the things that I like about telling that story is because it, I think everybody can relate to feeling out of place.
Starts raining, they're getting completely soaked. When the sprinklers in our theater switch on, it starts raining on us. And everybody's got umbrellas and squirt guns. And I'm like, I didn't get the memo, people.
This weekend, Downey will be telling more family-friendly stories at One World Mini Stories, the second annual storytelling festival in Kalamazoo.
I've got a song that I wrote about a little girl named Lila. And it's called Little Lila Knows. And it's all the things that kids do that they know they're not supposed to do and why they do that. And so it's a silly song and then sort of fun. It's silly and then poignant. And I'll be doing a song about Little Red Riding Hood and that I've made an alternative ending for. I'm working on developing a couple of different season-specific personal narratives that would be may end up being tall tales. We'll see how it goes.
A lot of Downey's stories are about travel. She's gathered tales from 5 continents around the globe. Downey has so many travel stories that she recently helped organize a storytelling event for the Ann Arbor travel agency Journeys International.
And the story that I told was about a backpacking trip I took across Europe it was about my love of travel and my motto that I would travel at all cost for no cost. And essentially, the story takes me through enough experiences that at the end, I decide that sometimes no cost is too much cost. And so I end up on a beach in Nice, covered with garbage from a street cleaner, soaking wet. And it wasn't a pretty sight. So we moved on from there.
But Downey says you don't have to see the world to become a good storyteller. She says no story is too insignificant to work with. It just depends on how you tell it. Downey says good storytellers are believable, authentic, and they connect with their audience.
When I watch somebody on stage, to me what draws me in is that they're engaging with me. That they're actually authentically connecting with me. I'm not as interested in a big fourth wall, which in theater is what we call sort of the separation between the stage and the audience, which is one of the reasons I really like storytelling, because you are just talking to people and sharing with them something that you have to tell, a story you have to tell. So for me, that authenticity is really important.
I didn't feel so pretty. And I didn't get to dance to Hello. And Dan would not become my boyfriend. Because at 14, he was Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I finally had to admit to myself that I was Oklahoma. Thank you.
You can hear stories from Allison Downey and others at the second annual Storytelling Festival, Saturday at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum.